Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
It's after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Yeah, I'm going back and forth with David Roddy right now. I was like, dude, because I just saw him in a Nuggets uniform. He's working out for the Nuggets. And I'm like, dude, if this happens, we have to figure out a way to do the David Roddy Show 2.0. We'll figure it out some way, somehow. But exciting times for David, certainly scary times, uncertain times for Colorado State. Where will they stack up in the Mountain West Conference? That'll be interesting. I'll tell you what, a team to watch out for again will be those Wyoming Cowboys. On to talk with us today, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com, our Cowboys insider. Cody, my man, great to catch up with you, my friend.
Yeah, did I hear David Roddy's not coming back?
He's not. I guess that's the story. Yeah, apparently he's not coming back. I don't know how I missed it.
he's a great player, man. I'm excited for him. He's a great guy, and I think he's going to do well. And you know what? If NBA doesn't work out, he'll be playing in the NFL in no time. That guy's got a good backup plan.
I figured I'd look up north, Cody, and see like fireworks going off on last Thursday night, like celebration stuff. Get him out of here. Great, he's gone. But I didn't see any fireworks.
Yeah, no, Wyoming fans weren't bummed, that's for sure. But, man, he's been fun to compete against. Yeah. And I think a lot of fans really respected his game and knew he was truly a special talent. So, it's a credit to Nico Medved and what he's done with that program down there.
Yeah, no question. Okay, from your standpoint then, where do you think – I mean, there's the naysayers that are like, dude, I don't think Roddy's even going to get drafted. That's going to be a really bad look, and I'm not there at all. I actually do lean toward late first round, early second round. That's kind of where I'm sitting. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, he can shoot. He's a big body. He can rebound. He can do it all. I mean, yeah, he's not 6'10", but, man, you can't measure the cat's heart, that's for sure, and he's got that in spades. So I don't know where he'll get drafted, but he's going to get picked up somewhere, somehow. Look at all these teams that are bringing him in. And he obviously heard some good stuff on the trail or he would have pulled his name. I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. That's Hunter Maldonado. They told him what he needs to work on, and he's back in Laramie.
We're talking to Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. And this is going to be interesting because I saw your article, and this made me think about, you know, wanting to – obviously, we'll get you on weekly during the season and such. But, you know, you're talking about this team getting some national respect, too. And when you get a guy like Hunter Maldonado come back and Graham E.K., Jeff Linder, sensational coach – this team might be we might be talking about a little dance off next year come March.
Yeah, I mean, basically, when you look at the national guys, the John Rothsteins and the Andy Katz, it's really a two-horse race right now with San Diego State and Wyoming. And, of course, this is all preseason, and a lot of things can change. But San Diego State has Nathan Minza back. They got Matt Bradley back. They got a ton of dudes back from that deep roster, of course, and they got the tradition of winning down there. But Wyoming's back, man. They lost four guys to the transfer portal, and those four guys combined to score 21 points last year, which is about Graham Ike's game average. So they really didn't lose much. Then they bring in Max Ogbonpolo and Ethan Anderson from USC and Jake Kyman, a sniper from UCLA. Things are going really well around here. People are really happy. And one guy I think could be a huge X factor is Kenny Foster from down in your neck of the woods. He didn't play much last year. He was dealing with illnesses. He was dealing with an ankle injury. And I don't know if he's going to get a red shirt or what, but he's probably their best pure shooter. And he really didn't – he was a non-factor last year.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, the names you keep you just fired off there. I mean, you look at it, all these names, they do bring in some excitement surrounding this program. And then when you see that Hunter Maldonado's coming back and David Roddy's leaving – boy, I mean, I'm just like picturing the left hand going down, the right one going up for the Cowboys. And I'm not like trying to press the panic button for CSU Rams fans or anything like that. But there's no doubt that right now, in my mind, Cody, Wyoming is the better team if you just looked at on paper.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, Brady, Wyoming might be the better team even if Roddy was coming back. I mean, that's how That's how loaded this is. And Linder, the one thing he hasn't had since he's been in Laramie is any kind of bench play whatsoever. And last year, you know, Hunter Maldonado is not a point guard, and he's bringing the ball up 90 times a freaking game, and the ball is between him and EK 24/7 because Leonard knew that's the best chance they had to win a ball game. And that's what they had to do, and that will not be what the Cowboys' offense looks like this year.
That's what I was just going to ask you. So, and this is what I really admire about Linder, because his style of basketball with UNC before he became Wyoming's head coach was completely different. I mean, it was kind of more reminiscent of what we're seeing with UNC now. I mean, shooting the three ball, fast pace, that kind of thing. But this is what I really admire about him, is he was able to say, all right, this is how we're going to win this year because of, you know, these are the guys we have in this style. But I'm curious to see how that style transitions. As you said, now you got some sharpshooters in the mix.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And what I've always admired about Linder is he's kind of egoless as far as that goes. There's not the Jeff Linder offense. It's literally what gives us the best chance to win. And I think that's where a lot of Wyoming fans struggle, because on the football side of thing, you got a guy who's not deviating from his plan no matter what. And with Linder, he's like, hey, you know what? And there might be games where maybe this year his best chance to win is Maldonado bringing it up and getting it into EK. That might be the game plan for a couple of games, not the entire slate.
Yeah, and you could see that happening, depending on the matchups or whatever. But you're right, that was the blueprint. That's what was we were gonna live and die by that ultimately. But it will be interesting to see. So, what are you seeing, Cody? You've always been real with this team. I mean, you're not giving us any fluff or anything like that. But you see, obviously, San Diego State, they're going to be pretty good again. Do you see Wyoming? Where, I mean, as a potential favorite to be the top dog in the conference next year?
I think you have to go with San Diego State, just because they've been there, done that. And Linder has mentioned numerous times that what he is trying to build is mimicking what San Diego State has done. They've done it for so long, and you count them out. I think a lot of people maybe counted San Diego State out late in the season last year, and they came right into Laramie and won a big ball game, and Matt Bradley dropped 30. I mean, that's just the kind of team that team. They're dangerous, and at home they're nearly unbeatable. That's what made CSU's win there so unbelievable. They just don't lose there. So I think you have to go with San Diego State's pedigree, no question. The Cowboys proved a lot last year, but they did that with no expectations. Now they have a bullseye on their back. Can they do it again?
Yeah, no question. I mean, again, if Roddy's back with CSU, then you're certainly talking CSU. Wyoming's in the mix, no question about it. But Roddy leaving, we're all wondering, okay, how good can they? I think they're a good team. Are they a March Madness team? If I were to bet on it today, I would say no. Wyoming, I'll tell you what, dude, I'm leaning really towards saying I believe the Cowboys are a March Madness team next season.
Yeah, again. I agree with you. I think them and San Diego State, I think the trajectory is up for teams like New Mexico and UNLV and stuff like that. And I don't think CSU is going to have some major crazy drop-off. And same with Boise State, because they have great coaching staffs and they know what they're doing. And I think, you know, Boise State lost a ton too, but tell me you want to go into Boise and play those guys.
Right.
I mean, you just don't. So I think they're going to be really good. You know, teams like San Jose State's obviously a mess, but Fresno State losing Orlando Robinson, they're probably going to take a step back. You know, teams like that, but in Utah State, maybe without Justin Bean, but, you know, the traditional powers like New Mexico and UNLV, I think they're ramping back up. So the Mountain West is going to be good for a really long time, depending on how long is Nico Medved going to be around,
right,
and how long is Jeff Linder going to be around. And, you know, it just moves and flows so much in this conference as far as coaches go that you just don't know.
It's what's so interesting, too, because every good story I see with Wyoming in the back of my head, and I go, I wonder how long he's going to be there. And you hate to have that, because you want to live in the now. I'm trying to do that more, but at the same time, it's like you're building this up, and it could get really exciting, because trust me, it's better for Rams fans if Wyoming is good. This is how it works, folks. And so, you know, I would want Linder to be sticking around.
Well, and Linder kind of teased, too, at the end of the year, Brady. He said, hey, you know, I come from the tree of Mark Few, and he's been at Gonzaga forever, and Leon Rice, and Rice has been at Boise State forever. And he's like, if Wyoming puts the resources into the basketball program and shows they care and shows they want to have a little powerhouse around here, then why would I leave? And, you know, that was kind of a dangling carrot to Wyoming fans. Get out, support this team, let's win some ball games, and I don't need to go anywhere as long as my paychecks keep going up, and as long as we still have the resources to go get who we can get.
We're talking to Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. We'll, of course, be hearing from Cody on a weekly basis. Love working with him. Cody, talk to us about that support factor. Obviously, you and I had the discussion about the fan support and whatnot. That big CSU game, or what was it? What game was it in Wyoming? It was a huge night. I think it was like a Monday night or something, and the attendance wasn't fantastic. How do you get that engagement really ramped up? I mean, what are those? Have you heard anything? Like, what are those plans? How are we getting people more excited? Because this is a really good basketball team.
Yeah, you're thinking of the San Diego State game.
And that was
another
part. That's right.
That was another thing that just made that night even worse. And, Brady, what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, of course, we always compare to Fort Collins. And there's, you know, what, 3 million people right down the road from Fort Collins. We don't have that luxury here. And when the weather is horrendous, it's really hard to get from Casper, Wyoming, 3 hours away on a Monday night to get to Laramie. I mean, the roads are closed nonstop up here, and it's just part of the reality that we live with. So basketball season's brutal. Even to get from Cheyenne to Laramie can be unbelievable. So that's a big part of it. But also, I mean, there hasn't been any juice in Cowboys basketball since Larry Nance Jr. walked out of the door. I mean, it's just been, there's never been a year you went in and go, oh, this year you can compete. I mean, that has not happened until Jeff Linder got here. And last year they were picked to finish tied for eighth with New Mexico. So there was no real preseason juice either, which was weird. I think the hardcore basketball fans knew Wyoming could probably accomplish some pretty special things. I don't know if anybody expected an NCAA tournament last year, but now they've proved it. And I think the fans are way more excited. The season tickets have already been on sale, and from what I understand, that's been going really well, and people are really upping and getting excited, and people are really excited about the three Pac-12 guys that Linder brought in this offseason, and showing that the transfer portal can work for the quote-unquote little guy, too. And, you know, that's something that's you know, a big deal right now is, can the little, is the little guy just going to get poached, or can the little guy go and get some big guys? And that's what the Cowboys did. And I think the fans haven't been this excited in 100 years. I can tell you that. It's been a long, long time since probably the early 2000s. So everybody's on board. Everybody's ready to go. And I don't think it'll be a shock at all to see a few sellouts this year in Laramie. Wow. Weather pending.
Well, and that's a great point. I'm glad you bring that up too, because you know, social media, they're quick to just go to that. Oh my goodness, what's it? But you have to ask, because you want Linder, at the end of the day, you want him to feel supported. You want that to feel that fan support. And as you said, can the school put together the resources needed to consistently be successful? So I'm excited to see what those plans might be in the next few years. Okay, Cody, while I have you on, do you watch golf much?
I watched Josh Allen golf the other day, and that was weird.
I was going to ask that. That's where I was going with that one. How weird is that, though, dude? I mean, and for Wyoming fans, too, to see, okay, this match idea, and we're talking the top four quarterbacks. That's what we're doing. Not Russell Wilson. He wasn't in there. It was Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. How surreal is that for Wyoming to see, my gosh, we have a legend of a player out there that did amazing things for us a few years ago?
I tell you what, it's not weird to walk around town and see Buffalo Bills stuff. I'll tell you
right,
that.
I bet.
People are very excited. And I got to say, I interviewed Sonny Lubick's son, and I think it's Mark, who's the assistant coach in Buffalo.
I think you're right.
So Mark, he said, be on the lookout for his dad walking around Fort Collins wearing a Josh Allen jersey as well. So so that's how big Josh Allen is, that Sonny Lubick's even wearing his jersey.
Wow.
So,
dude, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it is surreal. It's really cool, and it's really cool because he often wears Steamboat on his clothes and often gives Wyoming shout-outs, and that's a really big deal around here. And I think Josh has always been small, man. Small town Firebaugh, California, to small town Laramie, to small town Buffalo. And that's why Buffalo fits perfect. The weather, the town, the people, the fans, they're very much like Wyoming fans. It's not a big difference.
Maybe we can get Josh Allen and Jeff Linder in a room, and Josh can help out and convince Linder to stay long term. Maybe we could put that together, Cody.
Yeah, he's got enough change in his couch, I'm sure, to keep Linder around for a while.
Cody, my man, I love what you do. I know Wyoming fans just appreciate the work you do so much. We certainly do. And we'll be reaching out again, and we're looking forward to fall, getting you on. We'll talk football every single week with you, and can't wait for that time, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, as always, Brady.
All right, man. Cody Tucker, there he is, 7220sports.com. If you want Wyoming Cowboys insider information, you're going to want to check out 7220sports.com. 17 minutes after the hour, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we got to get to today in the NFL. Haven't hit that yet, so we'll get our latest NFL story for you. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.